This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A reward for information connected to the death of a 20-year-old woman has been increased to $17,000. The Arvada woman was struck by a rock thrown through her windshield last week. Investigators believe the suspect did the same thing to at least five other cars in Jefferson County. A new audit says Denver International Airport does not have sufficient oversight of its construction projects. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
In 2019, the airport spent $184 million to end a failed relationship with a contractor. Now with a new company, Great Hall renovations are costing more than $2 billion total. The Denver Auditor's Office says the airport does not know how to manage large projects and risks overspending. But airport officials say the airport moved quickly to respond to an unprecedented issue with the first contractor. It agreed to 3 of the 10 audit recommendations. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
This weekend offers stargazers a chance to see the peak of the Lyrid meteor shower. CPR's Dan Boyce.
NASA calls the Lyrids a medium-strength shower, which will have 20 meteors an hour streak across the skies during its peak, under ideal conditions, that is. This year, the shower's peak comes in the pre-dawn hours of this Sunday, the 23rd. However, pre-dawn on Monday should have a few shooting stars as well. The Lyrid meteor shower was first recorded in China about 2,700 years ago. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR.